Object of his ire. I'm going to kill you for this, Preston.
Preston, being Henry and Henrietta's nephew, who was also the Duke of Preston and the head of their family, ducked behind his newspaper at the other end of the table, feigning innocence in all this. If only he was innocent indeed. Hardly. Currently, he was the bane of Henry's existence. Not only had Preston's rakish actions, having ruined no less than 5 young ladies in the past few weeks, put the Duke on the not-received list, but now that taint had spread to Henry and Hen, for suddenly they'd joined the ranks of barely received. Guilty by association, as it were. "You cannot kill Preston," Hen said, wading in. She wiped her lips with her napkin and set it down beside her breakfast plate. "You are his heir. It would be bad form."
"Yes, bad form indeed, Uncle," Preston said over the top of his paper.
Preston only called Henry Uncle when he wanted to vex him further, there being a difference of only 6 months in age between the three of them. Preston's grandfather having added the twins to the nursery at an indecently advanced age, and making Henry the uncle to one of London's most notorious rakes. So, if Preston wanted to play proper nephew, then Henry would oblige him by glaring back, taking the bait against his better judgment.
"Bad form was what you and that idiot friend of yours, Roxley, displayed when you placed that ridiculous advertisement in the Morning Chronicle."
That one small advertisement, a drunken joke, had now garnered an avalanche of responses. Henry was being buried alive in letters from ladies seeking husbands.
"You should be thanking me," Preston pointed out. "Now you can have your pick of brides, without ever having to set foot in Almack's." "Thanking you? I don't want to get married," Henry declared. "That is your business. Why don't you marry one of these tabbies?"
Preston glanced up, an odd look in his eye.
"Perhaps I've already found my own tabby." "Oh, there's a lark," Henry sputtered. "Are you telling us that you intend to marry that vicar's daughter you've been dallying after?"
Before Preston could answer, Hen chimed in.
"You should be thankful, Henry, that Preston didn't place that unfortunate jape in the Times."
Her lips curled into a smile before she took one more sip from her tea and settled back in her seat.
"Personally, I found Preston's ad rather dull myself."
"Dull?"
Preston complained, snapping his paper shut and eyeing his aunt.
"I am never dull."
"Then, tedious," she corrected. "I can't imagine anyone replying to such nonsense, let alone want to marry a man who describes himself as sensible."
She glanced up at Benley, who was placing the basket of correspondence next to the one that had arrived earlier.
"Just how many lonely hearts are there in London?"
"This will make over 200, my lady,"
Benley said, warily eyeing the collection that carried with it a competing air of rosewater and violets.
"My lord,"
he said, turning to Lord Henry.
"Lady Taff's footman would like to know how you're going to settle the bill for the outstanding postage. Her ladyship is quite put out at having to pay for a goodly number of these. Apparently the newspaper has now reached the outlying counties."
Hen's eyes widened.
"The letters are arriving at your house."
"Yes, they are," Henry told her. "I wasn't so foxed that I'd use this address,"
Preston supplied.
"Can you imagine the clamour and interruptions?"
He shuddered and returned to his paper.
"Which is exactly why Lady Taft is not amused," Henry said. "I promised her when she took my house for the season that it was the quietest of addresses."
The house in question, on the very respectable and previously sedate Cumberland Place, was a large residence that Henry had inherited from his mother, though he had yet to live in it. He, Preston and Hen, when she was between husbands, lived quite comfortably in the official London residence of the Seldons on Harley Street, just off the corner of Cavendish Square. With such a good address and all the comforts of a ducal residence, Henry saw no reason to strike out on his own.